Think, Level 1. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Literature 3A. Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Exercise 2.
The night was stormy, and the rest of the family were already in their bedrooms. Catherine crossed the hall and listened to the strong wind and violent rain outside the ancient abbey. She jumped with fright when the wind banged a door shut. She imagined all the dreadful situations and horrible scenes that were probably part of the ancient abbey's history. She was sure Henry's stories about ghosts and murderers at the abbey were only jokes. Or were they true? Catherine was happy to be at her friend's house. "I'm perfectly safe in this house. Eleanor's room is very near mine, so I mustn't be afraid," she thought as she went up the stairs. When she opened her bedroom door, she saw a cheerful fire and was glad to be inside her warm room and not outside in the storm. Then she noticed the curtains were moving. As she walked to the windows to make sure there wasn't a ghost behind them, she sang a little song to give her courage. She pulled back the curtains and looked behind them. Of course, it was only the wind. She noticed an old chest near the window. "Now, Catherine, don't start imagining what's in that, silly girl." She started to get ready for bed, but she noticed a tall black cupboard in the corner of the room. "That can't possibly be the black cupboard Henry told me about in his ghost story." Catherine picked up her candle and slowly walked towards the cupboard. "It's black and old, just like the cupboard Henry described to me. What a coincidence!" Catherine saw the key was in the door and couldn't resist opening it to see what was inside. She could not sleep until she knew what was in that cupboard. She put her candle on the chair, and her hand trembled as she tried to turn the key. The door didn't open. She tried again, but the door still didn't open. Alarmed, but not discouraged, she tried again. This time the key turned, but she still couldn't open the door. She stopped and listened to the sounds of the violent storm outside, and she realized the awfulness of her situation. "There are surely terrible things in that cupboard, and I can't sleep until I know what they are." She was determined to open it and look inside.